This time I'll call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
John Jackson.
Here.
Deborah Kraft.
Here.
Kevin Greenfield.
Here.
Greg Mattingly.
Here.
Jim Gresham.
Here.
Elena Buckner. Elena Buckner. Laura Zimmerman. You have 5 of 7 quorum present.
Thank you. Next, we have the meeting minutes from prior meeting. Any discussion on those minutes?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Have motion to approve and a second. Roll call, please.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. On the claims, I do have one comment on the claims. Maybe you can help me, Carol, in Ed's absence. I noticed there was a $2,000 charge to Fike and Fike to the treasurer's office. Was that for some upgrades that he was going to work on? Do you know?
That I don't know. I assume he has ongoing fees with them.
Okay.
Every few months anyway.
Okay.
But there is a annual fee for it, too.
I was hoping for something else.
Not that I'm aware of, but
thank
I don't
you.
Know.
Any discussion on the claims? I entertain a motion to approve the claims as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Audit subcommittee, Carol, our auditor. Whatever you have.
Not too much for the audit subcommittee. Today is the last day of our fiscal year, though, and so the audit will be preparing for that for next. Well, it'll start in January, but we'll be preparing for it now. The other thing I do have is I failed to get this resolution in, but I'm hoping that you'll agree that we can just send it to the full board. But we received $610,215 from the CURE program. From the DCEO for the state, and I think I mentioned it to you last time that we'd received it. I just needed to get it in the budget so that we could not only record it as revenue but spend some of it. And so this resolution that I've proposed, if we could just take it to the county board, it's up to you, but otherwise I'll bring it back next month.
I see no reason to bring it back next month.
I second that.
Okay. I will submit it for county board. That's all I had.
Thank you.
Carol, do you know how many agencies are taking money out of that fund?
Out of the $610,000?
Yeah.
Originally, it was my knowledge that we were the ones receiving it and that we didn't really have to share it. But we have had another group request some funds from it. They're the only ones.
Okay.
What was the other group?
ETSB, which actually they are kind of a part of us. our audit is combined with theirs as a related party type thing. That's the only one that I would even consider.
They were, I think, 21 or 24,000.
24,000 is what you mentioned. So 24 of the 610,000 may go to them. We haven't finalized that yet.
Thank you, Carol. Anybody for border review or supervisor assessment or GIS? There's a no report. Treasurer, I've got one resolution. Macon County Board resolution to execute deeds to convey property on which taxes were delinquent. I so move.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
The page that Mr. Yoder normally has everyone sign, if you guys could sign that.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Citizens' remarks.
I had nothing by email.
Thank you. Old business. New business. Josh, you're dying to get up here. Board of Review. I'm sorry, County Clerk.
Just have one resolution tonight. It is appropriating funds for the County Clerk elections budget. We received a grant from CTCL, Citizens for Tech and Civic Life, in the amount of $66,352. So this is allowing us to account for the grant and then expend it as well. So it's just money in and money out.
So moved.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Don Jackson.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank
Good
you.
Job, Josh.
Yes.
Good job, yeah.
Mr. Chair, this is Helena.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to vote on that, please?
Sure, aye.
Workforce. Is that it, Josh?
Yes.
Thank you. Workforce investment.
No update.
Okay.
Do you have the...
Do we have it? We have that. Do we have that resolution for the layoff aversion?
We have it. Yeah.
We approved it.
I thought we did, didn't we?
Been approved.
I thought it was too.
Sounds familiar.
It was, but no, unless you just spoke on it and we didn't vote on it.
No, you voted on it.
I thought we did. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Rocky. State's Attorney, Mr. Baggett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have two resolutions that I will be presenting this evening, and then Gene Moore from the Child First Center will be presenting one on for the State's Attorney's Office. The first resolution I have is a resolution authorizing the disposal of surplus property by the State's Attorney's Office. There is an exhibit. I note for the committee that I needed to add a line to the exhibit for a monitor that broke after this had gone through justice. So I did add it onto Jeannie's copy, and I don't know that we necessarily need a motion to amend it since we're making sure it's in final form for the county board, but I did want to make sure the committee members were aware I did add a line for a broken HP monitor to the Exhibit A in the packet.
If you want us to... Okay.
I don't think it's necessary,
okay.
As long as it, as long as the committee is aware of what it's voting on.
Any discussion?
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Elaine Buckner.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
The other resolution I will be presenting is the annual resolution designating the Illinois State's Attorney's Appellate Prosecutor as the county's agent to administer the operation of appellate offices and to process appellate cases for Macon County during FY 2021. This is the annual resolution. It was already appropriated for in the FY 21 budget. This simply creates the contractual relationship between the county and the appellate prosecutor and authorizes the payment of the claim.
So moved.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
John, does this affect the new state's attorney at all coming in tomorrow?
No, sir. This is a resolution that's been ongoing. Mr. Reeder may be able to correct me on this, but probably as far back as the late 1990s, early 2000s, when this became a part of the way the state's criminal justice system worked.
Before that, when the appellate prosecutor was established, only one county doesn't belong. That's Cook County. They have their own appellate division. The appellate prosecutor represents all of the 101 counties. But part of the funding of it comes from each of the counties for the representative of the association.
But it doesn't affect the incoming state's attorney any more than it affected the outgoing state's attorney.
Okay.
It keeps the county from having to fund appellate operations.
Aye.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Helena Buckner. Helena Buckner. Helena Buckner. Motion carries.
Thank you.
And then Gene will be presenting the remainder resolution on behalf of the Child First Center.
Okay. Thank you.
This resolution, the Child First Center received increases in the funding that was already in the budget. So we received living increases in the Department of Children and Family Services grant. We received an expansion from the Illinois Attorney General's Violent Crime Victims Assistance Program, and also our VOCA funding that comes through the Children's Advocacy Centers of Illinois. And so those were received, well, we received notification back in July, but we didn't receive the contracts then. So those are increases to the budget that you had for this year. And then we were awarded a new program, the Illinois HEALS Project, through the Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority. And so these are this is the resolution approving that revenue coming in and then expenses going out.
Any discussion?
I do have a question. When I add all the revenue, it's greater than the 129 that's listed. Unless there's some typo on my copy. It recites about a $4,900 increase on the Violent Crime Assistance Program. $279 and some dollars for the Child First Center in VOCA programming. $104,783 for the HEALS Program. So
I think it could be the way that this was written, because in the I didn't give the actual number in the first one. The DCFS one was a 2% increase, and that is, does that come to the 402 $1,112.50. Some of the supporting documentation is on the back, and then the 279 is the actual total. That's not the increase. That's the total amount.
Ah, okay.
So I think this way, there's supporting documentation on the back that Carol and Laura prepared. That's probably clarify.
And I think
I see
for,
that now. But
okay.
You see why I was confused.
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay,
Mr. Mattingly, I would add that I think what you're seeing in the whereas clauses are generally the total amounts awarded for the entire state fiscal year, whereas the appropriation is just for the July 1 to November 30 range.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Do we have a motion in a second?
I move.
Second.
Have a motion in a second to approve. All those in favor, roll call, please.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Helena Buckner.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Before we go on to this no closed session, I just want to bring up the fact that as the last finance meeting, the office holders have done a phenomenal job. Carol, you've done a phenomenal job. Everybody has. I mean, we faced a tough times. We didn't know what it was going to be. If you listen to me, we were going to go under, but everything turned out great, and I appreciate it, the hard work. Yep. No need for a closed session. Next regular meeting is on 1/4/2021. Entertain the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Meeting adjourned.
Sure.